Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. I always love how you say that.
It's one of my favorite words.
Is it?
No.
Oh. You would never say that out on a recording, would you?
Yeah,
because then your daughter, like down the line, Mom, you said your favorite word is boobs.
Well, if you knew my family, you would understand. We're a little crass.
Are you?
A little bit.
Part of my family is, and then the other part, who I don't really communicate with much, they're the, like, prim and proper.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not us at all.
So I understand. I understand. I'm actually going to see my family in Missouri next week.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
What part of Missouri?
Southwest. Springfield, Branson.
Okay.
Yeah, have you ever been?
No.
Most people haven't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so going to see the fam. Natty Waters, you haven't been here in a while.
It's been a month, probably.
A month. Why does it feel like it's been longer?
It's getting colder.
It is. Things go slower. I know. I was going to run with you on that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's getting colder. What have you been up to?
Actually, on Thursday last week, I helped shoot a commercial for Doritos, but it's the competition called Crash the Super Bowl, and you basically make a Doritos commercial, and if you're selected as one of the winners, you get a chance for your Doritos commercial to air during the Super Bowl.
That's big news.
Yeah.
So what was your premise? Can you talk about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's already on the website. It's already on YouTube, so...
Give me the link. I'll be posting it all over the Two Girls page.
Awesome. Totally. Yeah.
Can you vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
You give it stars.
I obviously have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so on YouTube, you thumbs up or thumbs down. Where do you give it stars? Is it on a different website?
It's on Dorito, or wait, it's called crashthesuperbowl.doritos.com.
Okay, and we'll put up the link to your specific.
Cool, yeah. That's awesome. So you get to rate it. 1 through 5 stars, so hopefully 5 stars.
Lots of 5 stars. Yeah. Is there a limit to voting? Like, if I voted 20 times a day, would it let me?
I don't know. I didn't look into that.
You gotta be on this! Campaign, girl!
Jeez, I will.
You act like you have a family and a job and a life.
Yeah, I guess. No, the guy that directed it, he actually sent the link to us all today.
Nice.
Via through Facebook, so...
Of course.
So I went on and I watched it yesterday, and I voted on it yesterday. But I was showing everyone at work today. And
did they vote?
Trying to bump it out. Yeah, they said they would.
I will pimp it out on the Two Girls page and Twitter and everywhere, and we'll get you on the Super Bowl.
That'd be awesome.
Yay!
Just so I could say I worked on that project.
So is your face on the commercial? You're in the background.
Yeah, I'm crew. I was a PA. Which is, I think that's a production assistant.
I thought so, but
yeah,
you never know. What'd you have to do? Like, make sure there were enough chips?
No.
Okay.
Our director actually brought 2 bags of Cool Ranch and nacho cheese.
The 2 best.
Yeah.
The other flavors just, I don't get. There's like fiery stuff, which I can't handle.
Yeah, I'm just...
There's cheesy... Nacho? No, you said nacho. What are the other flavors of Doritos? See,
there's
it's only nacho
I think
and
there's
ranch
a,
the, that well, I can think of.
They're the newer ones. They're like the bolder flavors or the ones where they mix the two together.
And that's silly.
I just remember that. I don't... I can't say that I know.
But you were a part of a Doritos commercial.
Yes. It was fun. It was cool. So it was like in the back streets of... Not the back streets. It was in an alleyway...
There's a lot of alleyways in Denver.
It was like off 21st and Welton.
Okay.
And, oh my goodness.
Do you smell like flowers?
Yes. No. Flowers that were secreted through, no.
Oh. It sounded... I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. People might be eating.
It just smelled like a bathroom. It was terrible.
No.
But
I would have taken like one of those air fresheners and put it around my face to cover my nose.
Oh yeah, that would have been smart.
There are many times walking downtown I've thought of this idea.
Yeah, like, that's awesome. Whoa. It was funny. One of the crewmen, though, he was like, this is terrible. And I lived in New York for a little while.
Oh, heavens. It's like, whoa. Come on, Denver. Clean it up. Clean it up. Actually, yeah. I heard they outlawed camping on Denver
streets. Yeah, for like homeless people?
Yes.
I thought that was that like last year or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously it didn't fix much.
Well, I don't know. It was funny though.
I heard they moved south and north, like they split.
Probably. I see a few more in Aurora.
Yeah.
At least panhandling
what
more.
What county is that?
Arapahoe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Aurora should have its own county as big as it is.
Aurora is ginormous.
Like someone says they live in Aurora, you're just like...
That's like 30 miles yeah.
Everybody
from
lives
here
in
to here. It's crazy.
There was a house fire in Aurora a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was a house burned down, and another house next to it was pretty badly damaged,
mm-hmm.
and you hear it, and you're just like, whatever. Later on that day, I found out that the damaged house was my ex-coworker's, and I'm just like,
oh, wow.
You hear Aurora, and you don't even second think, like, Natty lives in Aurora,
right?
Chris lives in Aurora, you don't think about it
right.
until it's like, oh, that was my house. Oh, crap.
Right.
But, like, back in the day in small-town Missouri,
mm-hmm.
house caught on fire in Ozark, people are like, was that yours? Because there's only so many houses in Ozark.
Gotcha.
Kind of like you're from small-town.
Yeah. Except for my parents' house actually did burn down.
Oh. Was this a long time ago?
No, it was 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot to deal with. Like, it's talking crazy. To my friend, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Well, it sucks because... You lose a lot of material goods and a lot of things you can't replace.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the stuff, you know, obviously there's some stuff that you can replace. No
right.
big deal. There's some irreplaceable stuff. Like my parents had a lot of antiques
Ooh.
That were given to them to put in their house because my dad built this great looking ski lodge type house.
Aww.
And it was beautiful, but, you know, it just... Kind of went up in flames.
At least they were safe.
Yeah, that was the thing. We were all happy that everyone got out. I lived with them at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
And
so you were there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, we actually discovered it because it was pretty late at night. And my daughter's father was up playing video games. And
uh-huh.
I was watching. And I could hear wrestling in the garage. Excuse me, sorry.
You're fine.
So I heard wrestling in the garage, so I looked out, and I could see, like, a glow in the garage. And so I went to kind of go investigate, and I could see flames spitting out.
Oh.
It was pretty intense.
So you had to, like, wrangle everyone.
Well, I just started screaming. I'm like, Dad, that's on fire. And so that got him up pretty.
I don't know why I laughed. That was not funny.
No, it was, like... My mom tried to keep a good head about it because, you know, we're all just in awe. Everyone knew our house because everyone knew us. So everyone mm-hmm. would come over and we'd have these huge huge like Christmas parties or
right.
New Year's Eve parties. So everyone in Bennett had at least been there one time or another.
Aww.
So,
that's really sad.
But like.
Did they rebuild?
It drew a crowd. Oh, yeah.
Similar?
They ended up doing a modular because it was cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't as big of a house to, like, I guess, keep...
Maintain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And with that kind of a rustic house out where it's dusty and dirty, like, it was always just filled with dirt and,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they got something that was a little more contemporary and not as
nice.
Rustic, so...
Well, I'm glad they're safe, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary. See, my friend told me that was my house. I'm like, oh, I heard about that. And then you watched the video on the TV
mm-hmm.
From all the news sources were covering it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's intense. I can't, just to see the flames, I've never been near flames that big. A house burning creates a lot of fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yes. And it's just, every time now I hear, like, recently my husband's friend's neighbor's house just burnt down.
Oh.
And they...
Was it in Aurora?
It was in
Watkins.
Okay. It was actually
saying,
like
whoa.
2 weeks ago. It was in Watkins.
Oh.
And he posted pictures of it on his Facebook. And I saw it and it just gave me that just icky feeling.
Did you smell it?
Well, I just that same feeling mm-hmm. I had. Oh, it would just, it brought back memories, so. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I am glad that you made it out okay, and you were like Superwoman for a night, sure. saving everyone from the fire.
Yeah. They actually, you know that Billy Joel song, "We Didn't Start the Fire"?
Yes.
So, I had already named, I was pregnant with my daughter at that uh-huh. point. And I had named her Lily. Mm-hmm. So they were singing, "Lily started the fire." That was kind of the running joke.
That's hilarious.
But really, she saved us.
She did. All of you us. Couldn't sleep because you were pregnant.
Right.
And you were watching video games.
Exactly.
There we go. So, Woman Crush of the Week.
Yeah.
We have to get to this because I forgot it a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And ever since then, I've been traumatized. So yes, it's I gotta hit thing. It before
we forget gotta, about it.
Yeah, hit it before we quit it.
All right.
Yeah. So I know, right?
It works. We'll run with it.
I wanted to share mine first because yours is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not gonna cry, but okay. My woman crush of the week is Gillian Flynn. Did you know who she was?
No, I had no idea.
Have you heard of the Gone Girl movie?
I've heard of it, yes.
And that stems from a book. Well, she wrote the book.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't hear about this book until it came to movie because my finger is not on the pulse of the book world. It's a thriller. It was released in 2012, and since then, more than 7.7 million copies of the book have been sold. Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Especially in today's times. I feel like people don't stop and read books anymore.
I don't.
No. Me either.
It would sit on my coffee table.
Yeah, I know. It would have to have a pretty cover to decorate. Right. So 7.7 million copies have been sold. The movie was recently released, and it's already started, and she has already started new projects. So, like, all of a sudden people know who she is, and she's like, bye, next. Wow. Like, people like that just inspire me, because I'm not that person. I would probably just sit in that, like, glory for a while.
Right.
I'm the Gone Girl girl.
Right.
I'm the Gone Girl girl. So what she's working on right now, she's going to executive produce the television adaptation of Sharp Objects, which was her first novel, another book that I need to read. And she's also writing Utopia, which is an HBO television show, and she's working on her fourth novel.
Wow.
Busy people.
That's awesome.
And she's a mother. She has a family.
Good for her.
Again, I don't have any of that, and I am slacking. I'm slacking. Her quote is, "When I was laid off as a TV critic for Entertainment Weekly, where I'd worked for 10 years, I felt embarrassed and junky. I have handled self-doubt in different ways while working on new projects. Sometimes it's a matter of stepping away for a few days. Sometimes it's a glass of bourbon, or in our case, wine."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I mean,
sometimes you got to step back to move forward.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you get burnt out or you have that feeling of failure, you just have to look.
Regroup.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing that I guess the biggest inspiration I see is when I look at my resume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm doing nothing right now, but then I look at my resume and all the stuff that I've done throughout the last year or two, and it's like, wow,
right?
I've been going constantly, so it's always nice to take that small little step back and just be like, oh, that's right.
Every little victory
exactly.
you have to cheer for.
Right.
And, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I had that realization recently because after graduating and, you know, you're looking for a job, you're just like, this is hopeless. I'm never going to find
Why
anything.
Why did I just waste my life in school?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you take a look and you're like, wow, I'm actually moving forward. It just doesn't feel like it right now.
Right.
Yeah. But...
That's awesome. You go, girl. Keep it up. You were in an alley filming a commercial.
Oh, I know.
While I was probably watching a DVR show. So, keep it up. All right, your woman crush of the week.
Well, as I was telling you earlier, mm-hmm. before we started, I finally got a chance to listen and catch up on all of your podcasts that you had.
Ours,
all of
Two
ours.
Girls and a Bottle of Wine is a community now.
Yeah.
Of awesome women.
And I just wanted to say that all of these women are my women crush for the week.
Aww.
And I guess the reason... Oh, sorry, excuse me. The reason why.
Yes.
Is because, I guess, being a woman and trying to find your place in the workplace and at home, like, you just constantly feel like you're not, I guess, giving enough or doing anything. Enough for, yeah, anybody and also for yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's just really inspiring to hear all of these women who have, you know, they've gone through that, but now they're finding their real passions in life and just going through with that.
It's awesome. It is inspiring. Like, yeah. Like I was telling you, I love the diversity. I love the different women because everyone inspires me in different ways. Like, you're so artistic, and that motivates me because I'm not. Like, I have, like, little moments where I'm like, oh, I should do that. But you're, like, constantly, like, filming a commercial for Doritos. Well, that's so out of that. Like, I'm like, what? I didn't even know Doritos was still around. No, I'm just kidding.
I do. They're delicious. No, but it's just, you know, like I was telling you earlier, I had gone through a bout of depression probably a couple mm-hmm. years ago, realizing that my job sucked and I just wasn't happy with where I was. So I went out to school to try and find out what I'm good at, what my passions are. Because when you're really low like that, you don't really know what's out there, how you can bring yourself back up.
You feel trapped in your own bubble.
Exactly. But to kind of hear these women that, you know, traveling, or not traveling, but going around the city in a vintage van or carrying or blogging, you know, lasering faces, you know, just all of these cool, like, inspirational women. You know, like, I'm not going to bag on the fact that people look up to celebrities, because there's so many celebrities out there that are pushing forward for, like, women's rights, and mm-hmm. you know, they're really making a change because they have a name and people do aspire to be like them.
And people that use their name like that for mm-hmm. good, it just are amazing.
Exactly. But it's also nice to have these real life role models that mm-hmm. we could really relate to, because we all live in this, we don't live in the fantasy world of Hollywood. Being in the limelight. No. We actually live in the real world, so it's nice
where we
to
have to vacuum.
Right. Yeah. So it's nice to have real women doing awesome things. You know, it's just inspirational. Mm-hmm. So.
That's awesome. I'm glad you told me that before we started recording that was going to be your woman crush, because I would probably be like a little verklempt right now. But that's awesome. I am thankful for all of you ladies.
Yes, I'm so glad to be a part of this. It's a lot of fun.
Yay! Okay, so have you seen any good movies?
No.
I know. what is it, Wreck-It Ralph? Have you been watching that movie over and over again?
I haven't. I don't think I've seen it since the theater, but we went and saw it. It was a really cute one.
My goddaughter and her brother are obsessed with it. Yeah, so bought some Wreck-It Ralph stuff for Christmas, and that's the only way I know it. And I was kind of watching some of it, and it's like Candyland meets this guy that is a bad guy but doesn't want to be a bad guy anymore.
Right.
Anyway, that's it's not cute. The movie that I'm going to review, but I thought, I was like, I wonder if Natty watches this.
Totally. That's usually the only movies I see in the theater, because mm-hmm. anytime we go to the theater, it's because my daughter wants to go see a movie. So, but I'm pretty bad about watching or catching up on movies. So.
That's probably okay. I used to be really bad until I started dating my boyfriend Steve, who is obsessed with movies. And we actually went and saw a newer movie called Birdman. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
It's actually playing on, like, the artsy theaters.
Awesome.
Here in Denver.
The good ones.
Yeah, except this one, I don't know. I may have been in a mood when I went and saw it.
Right.
It's a dark comedy, and it tells the story of an actor who was famous once for portraying an iconic superhero, kind of like a Batman, but a Birdman. Mm-hmm. And now he's reinventing himself to try and direct, produce, and star in a Broadway play, like actually on Broadway.
Wow.
So in the days leading up to the opening of the play, he battles his ego and attempts to recover his family, his career, and himself all in like a week.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a very dark movie, and maybe it was a little too dark for me.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't find it to be entertaining. I found it to be a little depressing. Like, I just want to be like, snap out of it. You're awesome. But the people that are in the movie, like, I had high hopes. It has Michael Keaton, Emma Stone, Edward Norton, Naomi Watts, and Zach G., the guy from the...
Galifianakis.
Thank you. Every time I try and say that name, I sound like ridiculous. But they're all in this movie. So I had these great hopes, and they all do a great job. And that is the only reason it gets one hot pink star. Like, I would get zero for...
If there were no names?
Yeah.
Really?
But that's my opinion.
Really? Well, I kind of like dark comedies.
And I like happier stuff.
Do you?
The Black Swan was a darker movie.
Never seen
it. Oh. I liked that. But I was surprised that I liked it because it was pretty dark.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't think I've... I mean, I know what it is, but I don't even think I heard about...
You should probably watch that movie.
Yeah. I'll watch Birdman, too.
I bet you might like it. I just like happy stuff. Like, I went and saw a chick flick last night and loved that. A few weeks ago, I went and saw The Best of Me, the new Nicholas Sparks movie.
Oh, yeah. Who's in that movie?
Some people. I'm horrible with names. Steve
is rolling his eyes right now. You know, he was in that one movie. And then she was in the other one.
Right. It had Major Dad in it. Remember Major Dad? The guy that played... Dad. Anyway, I reviewed it, I think it was last podcast. And
oh, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Romantic movie, just...
Well, it's Nicholas Spark. Notebook
style.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I loved that movie. But critics are totally hating that movie. So my critic...
They always do.
So I'm sure Birdman's probably got like 5 thumbs up from Flickster and stuff like that. It's probably like 85% on Rotten Tomatoes or something.
Nice.
But that's my review.
What did you watch yesterday? Or last week?
Last week?
Didn't you say you just saw a chick flick?
That was last night. It was called Laggies.
Laggies.
Yes, and it has...
I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot
right
now.
I know, I was not prepared. A very skinny actress.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone will know.
What's her name?
Are you on to me?
Is it the girl from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes!
Yeah. What is her name?
Natalie Portman?
Nope. She, Keira Knightley.
Thank you. Have you heard of this movie?
No.
That is you so random. You say
really skinny actress, and yeah. I'm like, Keira Knightley.
Yes.
But that name doesn't pop up. And just her face.
It wasn't a romantic comedy, per se. It was a chick flick that was kind of dark.
Okay.
But I followed it. Like, I loved it. I walked out of the theater going, oh. There were ups, there were downs, there were darks, there were lights. And I give that 4 hot pink stars out of 5.
Awesome.
Yeah, so 2 movie reviews in 1 podcast. People are overwhelmed.
That's awesome. We're going to have to go out and throw our money at these films.
Right.
Except for Birdman. Or not.
Wait for Netflix.
Oh, yeah, you could wait for
Netflix. Have you noticed that movies are like going from theater to DVD, Netflix, DirecTV like that?
Probably because they're paying. I bet DirecTV and Netflix are competing to pay more.
Yeah, some movies come out on DirecTV on demand. Like, you have to pay for them still, but they're not as expensive as going to a movie. Like, around the same time they're coming out in theaters.
In theater, yeah. I have seen that.
We're not going to have to leave our house soon. Walmart delivers now.
Yeah.
So, like, Walmart delivers movies.
Well, haven't you seen the movie WALL-E?
No, I haven't.
By Disney? It's basically about how everyone on Earth becomes morbidly obese because we don't have to do anything.
We don't.
At all. So they leave Earth because they turn it into this, like, toxic dump. Oh, and they're living in space. But they're, like, on these floating couches.
So as soon as they're all, like, super overweight couches,
then you know it's over.
We gotta run.
Yeah.
So don't do it, lazy boy.
Like, there was a prequel or a pre-shadow, a foreshadow, that's the word I'm looking for, in Back to the Future with the hovering boards.
Uh-huh.
So that's a foreshadow for the future.
Sorry, when do you think it'll happen? 2023?
I don't know. I thought that they had come out with the hoverboard.
But they're not common. It's not
No,
like,
it's not a mainstream. People
have iPhones, but they don't have hover boards.
I would like a jetpack.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
On beautiful days, just a jetpack to work.
Right?
Yes.
Then we could be our own birdmen, man, yeah. Women, bird women.
Just gotta watch out for those crazy jetpackers.
Yeah, I know.
Or roge packers.
Yeah.
Road rage.
Sky.
I'm making sky up rage. Words.
I don't sky know. Rage. I totally follow you, though. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so Halloween is in 3 days, 4 days, 3 days? What three. Day is it? It's Tuesday.
It's
three
the 28th. Days. Yeah, 3 days.
It's Friday.
I know.
What's your little one going to be?
She is going to be Captain America Girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what she calls it. I think it was called American Dream or something. But yeah, it's Captain America.
Where'd you get it?
Party City.
Okay, because the boyfriend and I were walking through the mall last night. We walked through by the Disney store, and they have a bunch of Marvel costumes.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, people don't make their costumes anymore. I'm like, no, because people like us who had to make our costumes are like, no, we're not putting our kids through that.
Exactly.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, but I wanted to make a costume this year because my daughter has been wanting to do, she's been wanting to be Eeyore.
Oh, wow. Because that's some work, Mama Natty.
Nah. We would have just got a lot of gray.
Right.
And made a tail and ears.
Right. And had her mope around.
Right. Oh, me. But I was so excited about it. And when she realized that they don't have them, she was like, I want to be Captain America Girl.
Captain America Girl. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to go trick-or-treating, or do you have, like, a party you're going to, or you're actually going to go around the neighborhood?
Trick-or-treating, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like some parents don't let their kids do that much anymore.
Well, if you're with them, I don't see the big deal.
Right.
Maybe some parents are lazy.
Last year, I handed out candy, and it was tiring.
Oh, yeah.
I went through the candy pretty quickly and was in bed by 8:30, but still, that two-hour period, 6:30, 8:30, I'm like... And the dogs were going insane.
Oh, yeah.
Because the doorbell, they're like, people don't come visit much.
Yeah. So how big of candy or what do you usually give out?
I'm not a full candy bar girl. That's I'm the, okay. like, because they've gotten even more expensive. Like, it's $20 for a bag of good candy this year. And that bag of good candy will last you maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah. So you got to be chintzy.
You do. What do you hand out?
We don't.
Oh,
because we're trick-or-treating, yeah.
You don't, like, take turns, like, this year, I'm going to hand out candy. No. Oh, that's smart.
Mm-mm.
This year, I have a nail appointment, and I plan on coming home, because I leave the next morning to go to Missouri, so no candy.
Oh, well.
At the McGrew household.
It's okay.
Last year wore me out, I think. I hadn't really done it before.
Overstimulation.
Yeah. The dogs, yeah. The candy. I wanted to watch TV. It was insane.
You have to pause it every few minutes.
Oh, my goodness. And then you hope, like, it's not a weird scene that people look in at what you're watching and, oh, there's a half-naked dude. What are you watching?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the moms are like, what are you watching?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I come in? Is that Ryan Gosling? Are you guys doing anything adult-wise for Halloween?
No, just working.
That's me, too.
Yeah.
And I work in HR, so... I might be able to get away with a Superman t-shirt.
Oh. See, I won't be working during the day. I'll be working at night.
You have a night job?
Yeah.
Is this new?
No.
Have you talked about it before?
I don't know.
What do you do at night?
So my dad owns a paintball and airsoft company.
Nope, never heard this before.
Okay, it's new. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Where is it at?
It's out in Bennett.
Oh.
So we're doing a zombie paintball hunt this weekend. We've been doing it all through October, so.
Has it been pretty busy?
No.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Bennett, go to Bennett. Do zombie paintballing. You should have told me. I would have been pimping that out, too.
I know. I didn't, though.
People love stuff like that.
I know. And I have all these new friends on Facebook, and they're posting about shooting zombies. I'm like, come on!
We got zombie paintballing!
I've been posting my flyers for the last month.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Facebook makes me miss a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably because I don't get all of my friends. I have friends that I forgot that I was their friend.
Yeah, or you think of someone, you're like, did they defriend me? Right. And you go to their page, nope.
Right.
They posted yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Exactly.
Thankfully, they're still alive. Right. And we're still friends on Facebook. You know?
I've done that too. I'm like, I have not seen this person in so long. And then...
did they quit?
Right. Yeah. And no. It's just... it. I don't know. I guess I just don't know.
I think it's because people, like... there are my friends that post every 10 minutes and they
you unfollow.
No, I don't. I have never unfollowed anyone.
You're
but I
sweet.
Think they're
I think I have. I mean, no,
their
I haven't.
Stuff fills it up. Like, it fills up the feed.
I gotcha.
And
you, I know what you mean.
So,
but yeah, so we will work Friday and Saturday night.
Nice. Do you make pretty good money doing that? Nope, you're the daughter.
Pro bono.
I was afraid of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I found some great last-minute Halloween costumes that I think we should talk about. Did you look at this list?
I did.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's funny.
And I found it on bustle.com, and I'll post the link. First off, you can't have Halloween without Miley Cyrus because she's a freak show.
Yeah.
I finally unfollowed her on Instagram because...
I thought you loved her.
I do, but, like, her Instagram was, at first, like, wow, that's just crazy, artsy, fun.
Yeah,
now I'm
she's
like,
a bit of a...
I think she's on drugs.
She probably is.
I know, it's so sad.
It's natural.
So, last-minute Halloween costume idea, if you don't have something and you need something that's not for work, it's the pasty Miley Cyrus costume. So, if you happen to possess a pair of pasties, or you can run down to, what are those stores called?
The Party City, or...
they have pasties at Party City?
Oh, no. Victoria's Secret?
They have those at Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere you can buy a bra.
I was thinking, like, Fascinations, like,
oh,
the
you
sexy
can,
stores.
You can buy pasties anywhere. You could buy pasties anywhere. I can't talk.
Or...
too much wine.
Medium-sized stickers. And if your nipples aren't crazy big.
Yeah.
Just something to cover the areola nipple part.
Gotcha.
Hopefully your daughter doesn't listen to this. And a significant...
she's six.
You gotta have some self... what?
She's only six.
I know. I know. Like, you're not riding
oh,
in the
yeah.
car, hit and play. Like, listen to mommy.
Yeah.
You don't do that, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
You give me like, a concerned look. Like, oh my, I can't say nipple.
Mommy, what's a nipple? It's your small toe. you got to have a lot of self-confidence to rock this costume. And simply put on your pasties, douse yourself in glitter, and get ready to party. Let it be noted this costume is suggested as an indoor ensemble. If you step into public, any subsequent reactions and or consequences are on your shoulders. And it doesn't talk about bottoms. Like, you should definitely have pants on.
Yes.
Or shorts or a skirt.
Something.
Don't walk around with just pasties.
Does she walk around like this?
Yeah. Well, she usually has, like, something like a thong on or something. She's very, like, you don't have to follow her on Instagram, but you should look up her Instagram.
I've seen it months ago, and I looked at it, and I just was like, oh, what?
She's crazy.
People are buying into it, though. She's just going through a phase.
That's what they publicly. Keep saying.
I was pretty crazy. Courageous. I don't know what you could say.
Yeah.
I'm still pretty crass, but not like I was back then. Just, I think back then, at that age, you just kind of feel like you're unstoppable and invincible.
Right.
So you just sort of like care what other people think.
Right.
So it's definitely a phase.
And she has a lot of money, so
well,
she can do whatever she wants.
Think about Madonna, too.
Right.
She's trying to, I feel like she's trying to break those barriers of what Madonna did. But Madonna eventually kind of...
calmed down and had kids.
Right.
Yep. So which one of these on this list do you want to talk about?
Let's see. I'll just go in order.
Okay.
So paper bag-headed Shia LaBeouf.
Good
LaBeouf.
Job with the name. He's kind of gone a little crazy the last couple years.
Oh, he was...
a cutie.
He
from
was.
Transformers. Right?
Yeah, he always was. He was kind of like that... Anyways, I'm getting off topic. Okay. So it says...
we are okay with squirrels here.
Yeah, totally. Dogs in the windows.
Yes.
Hi. So, I'm sure that Shia LaBeouf has legitimate reasons for his idiosyncratic stunts, but some of them simply beg to be replicated. Case in point, his red carpet paper bag. Simply cut eye-shaped holes out of a paper sandwich bag, scrawl, "I am not famous anymore," across the front in Sharpie, and get ready to go trick-or-treating.
There we go. That's super easy.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then they would say,
I don't most know. People be like, huh?
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like if he went to Natty's door, she'd be like, huh?
Be like, are you like the ugly, what was that? Did you ever watch that movie, the series of interviews with ugly men? Yeah. I think the cover of that movie has the a paper bag with the guy.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Something like that.
Another idea is Grumpy Cat. So simple, it's a very simple costume. All you gotta do is follow the line of your mouth when you frown. Draw a half circle extending from each corner of your mouth downwards towards your chin. And voila, or voila, or voila.
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 It looks different on paper. Instant Grumpy Cat. So just draw a permanent frown on your face. Bonus points if you add an oversized hat. I love Grumpy Cat. Is that one cat?
I think so.
Whoever owns that cat should be rich now, because that cat has made me smile so many times.
I think it has met celebrities before.
Oh, Grumpy Cat with Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. LaBeouf. Sorry.
All right, the next one.
Pharrell Williams. I really like Pharrell.
But you like that his hat, happy song?
No, I don't like that song. It's just too poppy and
it is.
For me. So if you have an oversized park ranger style hat in your possession or even a large sheet of brown construction paper, you could craft it into a fedora. You're mere moments away from a Pharrell Williams Grammy costume. If you need further inspiration, simply check out the hat's Twitter account, @PharrellHat. Does that really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Was it made by Pharrell?
Probably not. There's a lot of those, like Blake Shelton. There was an account made for Blake's balls for a while. Again, if the six-year-old's listening.
What?
Balls basketball.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, just inanimate objects, like probably Beyonce's booty has a Twitter account.
Wow.
Because people
look Twitter?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to research
this. You should, like, create a Twitter account for, I don't know, something.
Janet's Camelback?
Camelback. Not Camel Toe. Camelback. It's a water bottle.
It's purple.
It is. Scandal is a very popular television show that I haven't gotten into. But if you say Olivia Pope, I know who you're talking about. She's from Scandal. She is an easy costume to pull off last minute. It's simplest costume yet. To channel the protagonist of Shonda Rhimes' deliciously dramatic series, throw on your most authoritative. There we go. It just takes me a minute. Authoritative, okay. Neutral-colored pantsuit or trench coat. Adopt a world-weary expression and wear a name tag that reads, "It's handled." And you can also add a glass of wine, because she always seems to be drinking a glass of wine in many of her episodes.
Very interesting. Neutral colored pantsuit.
Yep.
I've never seen Scandal, and I have no idea who Olivia is.
You gotta Google. Because
I should Google.
Yeah.
I love Google.
I do too.
But then I get on these weird topics.
It's like squirrel
constantly. An hour later, you're like, what was they doing?
Who has time for Pinterest? Google sucked me in.
Right. Oh, Pinterest.
Okay, you have to talk about the last one because I love this.
What is this? Moschino.
Moschino.
Is that like the...
It's a line of clothing.
Moschino. Mm-hmm. Barbie. Oh, Moschino Spring 2015 Barbie.
Yes.
Okay. If your closet contained what amounts to a head-to-toe pink ensemble, Channel Moschino Shocking Mattel Centric Spring 2015 Runway. Add a blonde wig, a swipe of pink lipstick, and your most spirited grin for a minimum effort look no one will forget anytime soon.
I was obsessed with this. I don't even follow fashion, but all of a sudden, these costumes were so Barbie-like. And I've kind of had a thing for Barbie for a long time.
Wow.
And yeah, very expensive.
You can be Barbie.
Oh, thanks.
For Halloween.
Yes, I was the color pink a few years ago. I bet I could pull that costume out and change the pink wig into a blonde wig and be Barbie, but maybe next year.
Very cool.
I gotta work on my abs. Barbie has some abs in my head.
Well, they all.
They're plastic.
Right.
They're hard as can be.
There you go.
Oh, goodness. Well, we are coming to an end.
Awesome.
I want to remind everyone to find us on iTunes, Twitter.
Excuse me.
No problem. Facebook, Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Am I forgetting something? We have a Tumblr account. We have a blog. And I think that's it. And if you ever find anything wrong with one of the sites, like it's not playing properly, let me know. Absolutely. Not that I can I can't call iTunes. Like you said,
you can try.
Yeah.
1-800 help. Probably get support iTunes. That's been outsourced.
I know. So that means I would be calling India.
You what? Should.
Oh.
Because then you'll be like, yes, my podcast. And they'd be like, I've never heard of this. And then you'll get people in India listening to it.
I should be calling all the helplines constantly. Yeah. Like, my podcast, which is really awesome, you should just hit play.
Right.
Because that's my big hashtag these days. Hashtag just push play. You should check it out. Pass it around to your friends. Oh, you don't understand English? We'll help you learn.
Right. You should, though.
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome.
That would be a cool marketing.
It would be awesome. You just call them, and they're like, I don't see anything wrong with your podcast.
Oh, you must have fixed it. Good job.
There's no troubleshooting needed. Oh, okay. Well, since you're there, just listen.
Just push play. And share us with your friends. That's how we grow.
Yeah.
It's
always fun, especially when you're listening to all of these awesome women that come on.
Because it's a different week. Every week, you never know who I'm going to have.
Yeah. It's a gamble.
Yeah.
Next week. It's like women roulette.
Yes, women roulette. Watch out, men. The men are going to stop listening now. They're like, crap.
No way. No way. They love us. They're trying to get into our heads.
Yep. This is the playbook. Yep. You got to listen. All right. You'll be back the next month.
Yes.
You promise? We're going to set that up before you leave tonight.
Yeah, we should.
Okay. All right. You guys have a great week, and we'll be back next week.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Bye.